Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, so today we're diving into AI agents, and I know that might sound kind of sci-fi, but trust me, this is going to get very real very quickly, especially if you're like you're a small business owner or a startup founder.
Yeah. What's really interesting here is we're not talking about like replacing your team. You know, it's all about augmenting it with these AI agents who have crazy specialized skills.
Okay. So augmenting my team with digital teammates. I like the sound of that, but I need to understand it better. What does this look like in practice?
Okay. So imagine you're listening to a podcast and you get like a brilliant idea for a LinkedIn post.
Happens all the time.
Right. So you could literally be like, hey, AI agent, take this podcast and turn it into like a killer LinkedIn post.
So the AI agent actually listens to the podcast and then figures out what to write.
Exactly. It's happening right now. The agent would transcribe the episode. It would pull out the key takeaways. It would analyze what does well on LinkedIn. And then boom, it crafts this awesome post that's totally tailored to the platform.
Okay. Now that is impressive. Like, seriously impressive. It's like having a 247 social media manager just like on call on my team. But hold on a second. If I start building this team of AI agents, won't it become a management nightmare?
That's a great question. And that's where platforms like Agent.com come in. So imagine like a LinkedIn, but just for AI agents.
Okay.
You can find agents that have specific skills. You can read reviews from other users. You can even have agents hire other agents to complete these like smaller tasks.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. So you're saying I can build a dream team of AI specialists, like each one is handling a specific task and they're all working in sync.
That's exactly right.
My mind is officially blown. That brings up another interesting question, though. How is this all going to reshape the future of work?
Yeah, I mean, just imagine like a world where every business, no matter how small, has access to this crazy level of talent and efficiency.
It's almost like leveling the playing field. It gives smaller companies the resources to compete with the big guys.
Exactly. And that's one of the most exciting things about this whole technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This all sounds amazing, but I need like a real world example to wrap my head around all of this. Is there anyone out there actually using AI agents like right now in this way?
Yeah, there is. And his story is super inspiring. So Dharmesh Shah, who's the co-founder of HubSpot, he's always had this uncanny knack for spotting the next big thing.
Dharmesh Shah, the HubSpot guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. He's built a multi-billion dollar company. That's somebody I definitely want to learn from.
So what's fascinating about him is like his journey. You know, he went from literally working the night shift at a Red Roof Inn to founding HubSpot.
Really?
What's consistent throughout his entire journey is his drive to be closer to the value creation.
Mm-hmm.
So going from U.S. Steel, where software development was kind of like just overhead, to a software company and then ultimately starting his own ventures.
So he's not just a tech genius, but he's like a savvy businessman who understands where to focus his energy. Mm-hmm. That's inspiring for like any entrepreneur.
And his insights into AI agents are super valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, he's been using AI agents to create those killer LinkedIn posts we were talking about earlier.
Oh, wow.
Like he'll be listening to a podcast and tells AI agent, turn this into a post that gets tons of engagement.
Okay, so this isn't just a hypothetical scenario. This is something he's actually doing in his own workflow.
Exactly. And he's even taken it a step further.
Oh.
He's actually building a platform called Agent, where you can find, hire, and even let agents manage other agents.
Wait, so he's creating the infrastructure for other people to build their own AI-powered teams.
That's exactly right.
That's like he's creating the app store for AI agents.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
He really sees AI agents as the next evolution of software, and he's betting big on it. And, you know, this brings us to an interesting parallel with the rise of SaaS, like software as a service.
Oh, you're right. Remember when software used to be sold in boxes?
Yeah.
And then we moved to the cloud with SaaS?
Right.
Now it feels like we're on the verge of something even bigger.
I think so, too. It's all about RAS, results as a service.
Okay, break that down for me.
So instead of buying software to do something yourself, you're buying the outcome you want.
I would like that.
So like need more customers. You pay for the leads. You don't pay for the marketing software.
Okay. So it's like cutting out the middleman, the software itself. And
yeah.
You just focus on those results. That's incredibly powerful.
And Dharmesh believes that AI agents are going to be at the heart of this whole RAS revolution. They're going to handle all the complexity behind the scenes and you just get to enjoy the benefits.
Okay. So I'm on board with all this. It's super exciting, but I have to admit it's also a little intimidating. As AI agents get more and more sophisticated, what does it mean for the future of work? Like, are they going to replace human jobs?
It's a great question, and it's the question on everyone's mind right now.
Yeah.
But Dharmesh's whole approach to AI agents is all about augmentation, not replacement.
Okay.
So it's all about creating these hybrid teams where humans and AI work together and they each leverage their unique strengths.
So instead of fearing these AI agents, we should be thinking about how we can best integrate them into our workflows.
Exactly. It's all about seeing them as partners, not competitors.
Partners, not competitors.
Yeah.
I love that. And remind me, even the most advanced AI still needs some human guidance and oversight, right?
Absolutely. It's a collaboration, not a takeover.
This reminds me of something Dharmesh said about his early days as a software developer. He hired his own brother to do a task because he realized that his brother, with no formal training, could actually do it just as well as a high-priced consultant.
That's a great story.
It highlights the importance of looking beyond just traditional credentials and recognizing talent wherever it exists. And it seems like in the future, that talent might come from both humans and AI working side by side.
Absolutely.
This has been a fascinating deep dive so far. We've covered a ton of ground from like what AI agents are, how they work their potential to completely transform our workflows. But I'm curious about the bigger picture. How are AI agents going to impact our lives beyond just work?
Ooh, now that is where things get really interesting.
I can't wait to hear more about it.
Let's talk about it after the break.
Welcome back. I don't know about you, but after that first segment, I'm feeling a mix of excitement and overwhelm. Like, AI agents sound incredible, but where do we even begin?
Yeah, it's totally understandable to feel overwhelmed. This is a whole new frontier. But the good news is you don't have to be like a tech genius to harness the power of AI agents.
Okay. Phew, that's reassuring. But I'm still picturing myself staring at a screen full of code and just feeling completely lost. Can you give us some like practical steps to get started?
Absolutely. The first step is to really identify your biggest time sinks. Like, what are those tasks that are just constantly eating up your time and preventing you from focusing on the things that really matter for your business?
Oh gosh, where do I even begin? I mean, for me, it's social media. Creating content, scheduling posts, responding to comments, and just feels like a never-ending cycle.
That's a perfect example of where an AI agent can just step in and take the reins, you know? Imagine having an agent that's dedicated to social media. It's crafting engaging posts, scheduling them at the optimal times, and even handling those interactions in the comment section.
Okay, now you're talking. Suddenly I'm picturing myself with like hours of free time to brainstorm new product ideas or finally tackle that strategic plan I've been putting off.
That's the beauty of it, you know. They free you up to focus on those high-level tasks that only you as the business owner can really do. It's all about reclaiming your time and your energy to drive your business forward.
This all sounds fantastic in theory, but I'm also a little cautious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AI, it's still relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know I'm not investing in something that's just all hype and no substance?
That's a really valid concern. And that's why it's so important to do your research, you know? Look for those real-world case studies, talk to other business owners who are already using AI agents, and start small. You don't have to go all in right away.
So dip my toes in the water before taking the plunge. I like that approach. But how do I even choose the right platform or tools? There's so many AI startups popping up every day.
It's true. The AI landscape is evolving so rapidly. But that's also a good thing, right? More competition means more innovation, and it means more affordability. So when you're choosing a platform, just consider your specific needs, your budget, and your technical expertise. Some platforms are more general purpose, while others are more specialized in certain areas like marketing or customer service.
Okay, so that gives me a framework to start with. So let's say I've identified my time sinks, I've chosen my platform, I'm ready to deploy my AI agents. What's next? Do I just let them loose and hope for the best?
Not quite. It's really crucial to establish clear goals and expectations for your AI agents. You know, what specific outcomes do you want them to achieve? How will you measure their success? Think of it like giving instructions to a human employee. The more specific you are, the better the results you'll get.
Right, that makes sense. I wouldn't just tell a new marketing assistant, go do some marketing. I'd give them specific campaigns to manage target audiences, to reach key performance indicators to track.
Exactly. And just like with human employees, you need to equip your AI agents with the resources and the information they need to succeed. This might include access to your customer data brand guidelines or even examples of past successful campaigns.
So it's not just about plugging in an AI agent and letting it run wild. It requires thoughtful planning training and like ongoing management.
You got it. AI agents, they're powerful tools, but they're not magic. They still need guidance and direction from humans to really reach their full potential.
This makes me realize that managing AI agents, it might require a new skill set. You know, it's not just about delegating tasks. It's about collaborating with these digital team members.
Yeah, you're spot on. The future of work isn't about humans versus AI. It's about humans and AI working together, each leveraging their own unique strengths to achieve some pretty remarkable results.
This has been a fascinating deep dive so far. We've covered so much, from the basics of AI agents to their potential to transform our workflows. But I'm curious about the bigger picture. Like, how will AI agents impact our lives beyond the workplace?
That is where things get really interesting.
Okay, spill the beans.
Let's explore that right now. So imagine a world where AI agents are helping us solve some of humanity's biggest challenges. Take healthcare, for example. AI agents could analyze medical images, assist doctors with diagnoses, and even monitor patients remotely.
So it's like having a team of medical experts working 24/7 to keep us healthy.
Exactly. And think about education. We could have personalized AI tutors that tailor lessons to each student's learning style, providing real-time feedback, identifying the struggling learners, and even challenging gifted students with more advanced material.
Wow, that would be revolutionary. You know, every student would have access to the best possible learning experience.
And it's not just healthcare and education. AI agents could play a critical role in tackling climate change. They could help us optimize energy grids, manage resources more sustainably, and even accelerate the development of new clean technologies.
It's exciting to think about how AI could be used for good, not just for profit. But all this talk about AI agents raises a question that's been nagging at me. Will they eventually become so advanced that they surpass human capabilities? Will we become too reliant on them?
It's a question that's been debated for decades, and it's a valid concern. However, it's important to remember that AI is a tool. It's a tool that's created by humans. We define its purpose, we guide its development. It's really up to us to use it responsibly and ethically.
So it's not about relinquishing control. It's about shaping how AI evolves to augment our abilities, not replace them.
Exactly. It's about harnessing the power of AI while preserving our human values, our creativity, and those critical thinking skills. Those are the things that make us uniquely human, and they're always going to be essential, even in a world where AI is super prevalent.
That's really reassuring. It's a reminder that we're still in the driver's seat. As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the future with AI agents is not preordained. It's a future that we're shaping right now with every decision we make. We can choose to use this technology to create a more just equitable and sustainable world. It's a powerful opportunity, and it's up to all of us to make the most of it.
That's a powerful message to end on. To our listeners, as AI agents become more integrated into our lives, let's remember to ask not only what can AI do for me, but also how can we humans and AI work together to create a better future for everyone? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI agents. Until next time, keep exploring.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.